8 o'clock. Time for Hot Talk. Make sure the radio
All
down
right.
The
Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Whitman's out. Arsenio Hall.
Yo, yo,
here.
Look at you, dog. Look at you, man.
Nice to see you, man. How you been?
Look at you. Cleveland West, me and you.
Yes, look at that.
Oh,
and
boy.
Christina Who's... Kelly over with Kayers. She's with Cleveland, too.
She's
with
she's
I wasn't born and raised there. My dad was, but I spent a lot of time in Cleveland. S-load.
When is the last time you went back?
Probably about 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer than that.
Yeah.
But it's really changed. I mean, back when I was there last time, there wasn't a...
It was the mistake on the lake then.
Yeah,
it wasn't
there wasn't the stadium. They were still playing football on the stadium in the lake.
Yeah.
You know, the... what do they call it?
Lake Cleveland Front? Municipal Stadium?
Yeah, you know, Cleveland Municipal, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that's municipal. Hard, when you're born south of 79th and Kinsman, you can't say municipal.
All right. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we thought we'd torch you right away by playing a little game called the Name That Movie between you and Gina Grant, everybody.
Oh, get out. Look at that. Is that why she's in here?
That's why she's sitting there.
That's why I'm here.
She wants to play a game. All right. What we're going to do is play you a theme from a movie. And it could be, I guess it's a song from the movie, song title from a movie. And you got to guess the movie. Now, these are all 80s movies. Is that right, Randy Wayne?
All popular 80s movies.
Popular 80s movies. All right?
Wow.
All right. And here are the there's a few ground rules, nothing that's too tough.
That wouldn't be Harlem Nights, would it? Because that wasn't popular. I don't even know what year it was.
I think that's in there.
Okay.
All right. But here's the rule. It'll be Arsenio Hall versus Gina Grab. Now, if you think you know the name of the movie, you yell out your name, we stop the music, and you get 3 seconds to guess what the name of the song is, or what the name of the movie is.
Okay.
All right? And if you guess wrong, you get a point taken away from you, but if you guess right, you get a point. And at the end of 32 songs, we will have a clear winner.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Arsenio sweating over here because Gina Grant loves those movies.
Come on, man. You know, you and I are a product of Cleveland public school systems. Now, how am I going to be? Where are you from, Gina?
I'm from Kansas City.
Oh, no.
But I feel like Arsenio has the clear edge because there's a very good chance he was in some of these movies.
Yeah, kidding. Huh? Or produced them.
Gina, if it ain't Amazon Women on the Moon, I didn't have a call time, baby.
Nah, I think there's a couple in here you actually produced.
Yeah.
Well, there's one in here clearly that Eddie Murphy's in. I can give you that.
And something I produce, Booty Call 4?
No, Coming to America?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You produced that, didn't you?
Yeah, well, no.
You still getting money from that?
I get money as a writer. I get a couple dollars here and there. But you know how it is. You get a check for like 39 cents.
No,
you know?
Dude. On the air, he says 39 cents. He brings in checks and shows
but
us.
But here's the problem. I wrote on that movie, Eddie was the creator.
Right.
Created by. That's the two words you got to remember. Created by.
Right.
You know? The guy who wrote a few jokes? No.
Nothing.
No. 79 cent. A check that you just save and laugh. Right. Smoking a joint, laughing at it. Look at the check. Was 79 cent.
All right. So Eddie's got all the money.
Oh, he's crazy.
Loaded.
Wait, you didn't see nobody on Dancing with the Stars at my house.
That's true. Have they asked you to do Dancing with the Stars?
You know what? I got a call yesterday again. I have a good relationship with ABC, and I've actually done some stuff with dancing, the staff, per se. Why I stick that in? Because my brother, who was in jail all his life, everything he would always put, per se, you know?
Right.
It's like, you know, but grandma said, per se, something to me. Anyway.
What was he in jail for?
Oh, God. My brother was more comfortable in jail than out.
That's pretty
so
cool.
So he was...
It's like Randy Wang.
Exactly.
My brother would just do something. One time I remember him mouthing off to the judge after he got his sentence.
Oh, is that
because
right?
He clearly wanted some more time, and he got some.
Oh, he
you know, he said something about, I could do that. Judge, I could do that on my head. And the judge said, here's another 19 months for you to do on your feet.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh,
he got
Jesus
more time.
Christ.
But yeah, my brother was always in for something.
Is he currently incarcerated?
Oh, he's deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's in the Jesus jail.
Yeah. Well, J&J. Was that an older brother?
I'm in Jesus jail now.
Huh? Is that an older brother?
He's an older brother. He was my father's son from my father's first marriage.
Well, that must have driven your dad nuts because your dad was a minister, wasn't he?
Yeah. And, you know, my dad was, you know, interesting. I've never seen my brother. You know what? This is funny. The last time I was in this studio, Sam started taking off her clothes.
It's hotter than hell
in
here.
This is
goddamn. Huh? I'm wearing
not
a flannel shirt because it's like 30 degrees
That's
in the valley.
That's the third garment you've taken off.
I look like a gang member with that flannel shirt on.
You did have a Suge Knight thing about you from the back.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What are we talking about? We've gone from my brother incarcerated to, before that, it was Cleveland public school system?
Yes. Rolling around here. All right. Here is the game again. It's called Name That Movie. We'll play some music here. And if you think you know it, yell out your name and we'll stop the music and you get to guess the name of the movie. All popular movies from the 80s. Now, you go to the movies, right?
Absolutely.
You look at them, you get the DVDs, you look at these movies.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Here you go. You ready, Gina?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Movie number one. Good luck, everybody.
Never doubt that you're the one and you can have your dream. You're the best around.
Whoa.
Gina! Karate Kid.
That's right! Oh, the Karate Kid.
That's
Are you
going to
keep scoring
long.
There, Randy? All right, thanks. All right, that's Gina 1, Arsenio 0 so
far. Wow, this is...
I would have never gotten that.
And if that's an example of the...
Could be over.
Oh, man.
That was huge.
I'm washed.
The Karate Kid. I never saw this movie.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I could answer any questions about it. You know? The Asian man's name.
The only guy I know in it was the Asian guy from Happy Days, right?
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita, wasn't he in it?
Yeah, he was Mr. Miyagi.
Was he the karate man?
Yeah, yeah.
And who was the kid?
Ralph Macchio.
He was the karate kid. There's a karate man
Danny
and karate
Russo.
Kid. All right. All right.
Man, I hope you all mix it up. You know, Jimmy Walker did a movie where he was a boxer. I hope y'all throw some ethnic.
I hope that is correct. All right, here we go. Song number two. Good luck, everybody.
I could tell you who the drummer is quicker than I could tell you the movie.
Well, if you guess the name of this song, you'll guess the name of the movie.
Oh, A View to the Kill.
Yeah.
A Bond movie.
Yes.
James Bond.
Arsenio Hall, everybody.
The only reason I got that is because she's not even listening. She's not paying attention
Fantastic.
At all.
I had something under my nail.
And you know what? You just let me get that so we could even it up and make competition.
All right, Gina.
Oh, we were talking about Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, you're right. Dancing with the Stars. They
later,
call
we'll
you?
Later. Yeah, I got to tell you about
what
it.
What'd they say to you? They want you in?
No, I'm ruining the game.
We'll
talk about that later.
All right, okay. All right, song number three, movie number three. Here we go.
Wow. Heavy on the guitar. Is it like a Dylan biopic of some type?
And now? Anybody? Anybody?
Come on, Gina, bail us all out. Oh, yeah, that synthesizer.
What is it?
Triggered something. That synthesizer triggered something.
And that's it.
Wait, come on!
Times at Ridgemont High.
All right, Sean
most
Penn.
Famous masturbation scene of all time, you bastards.
I don't even know if I was born yet.
I remember when Malibu Dan was with us, we used to do a thing called Stump the Monkey.
Oh, yeah.
And we had asked him one day, a caller called up one day and said, what high school did all the kids go to at Fast Times at Ridgemont High? And he was stumped. He goes, oh, dude. He goes, I know the name of that school. I know it, dudes. I know it. All right.
What Jesse's saying is fun, but I think you were probably in diapers then. That game that they used to play Stump the Monkey,
yeah.
Have you ever listened to old tapes of it?
No, I think it was before my time.
Game.
Was that on 8-track? Is that available on 8-track?
I think it is. Reel to reel.
You can get that into Earth, Wind, and Fire Reasons live.
That was a pretty good. I enjoyed that. Malibu Dan didn't enjoy it towards the end, but I did.
I felt bad for him.
I did occasionally. But then it was so entertaining that I got over that.
Here's an example of it for Gina.
Right.
Dan, what is your surname?
My surname would be
Sir Dan.
My man. Dan. That's good herb, huh?
Oh, it's so great. We asked him where he thought ivory came from. What was ivory?
Yeah.
And he was convinced it was a plant.
Wow.
Is that a plant? Is that a plant, buddies?
Is that your pet pee?
Yeah, my pet pee. All right, here we go. Fourth song, everybody. I think you guys will both get this. Let's see who chimes in first. Here we go.
Gina. Ghostbusters.
Yes, wow. That is correct.
You know what's embarrassing? I actually was the Winston voice in the Ghostbuster cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, when I was broke in this town and coming up, that was a job that kept me afloat. And literally, the song started playing, and I nutted up. You know? That's sad.
What was the song that it was ripped off from? I Need a New Drug, right?
There was a Ray Parker Jr. song. And Ray Parker, this was it. And
this is it. And then
Sting had a song where he said, every move I make, every breath I take, and he sued
it?
Ray Parker. And wait, Ray Parker had...
No, it was the guy from San Francisco, wasn't it? I Need a New Drug.
Oh, Huey, you're talking
Lewis.
About Huey,
Huey Lewis,
Lewis in the
yeah.
news. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's the same song.
That's right. I'm thinking of the wrong
lawsuit. Ghostbusters!
Is that what it's ripped off from?
No, you know what it was? I want a new drug.
Yeah, I want a new drug.
I want a new drug.
Right, yeah. Right.
Okay, now we got to sing Ghostbusters to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, this is it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ghostbusters!
Okay, keep that going. I want a new drug. That's real close,
it's
man.
Real, well,
you got to
not
pay
only
somebody.
Is it real close, but the producers of Ghostbusters had called him mm-hmm. and said, we'd like to use the song. And he said, no. And they said, all right, we'll just rip it off. We'll use it anyway.
You know, Tim, someone else ripped off Ghostbusters, too.
Is that right?
You want to hear this?
Yeah. That sounds like a ripoff as well.
It's scarier.
I hump with a condom. I hump with a condom.
That's sampling, man.
I hump
That's
with a
wrong.
Condom. I hump with a condom.
Huey Lewis should be paid.
I hump with a condom. I hump with a condom.
That does sound
I hump
familiar.
With a condom.
All right.
New drugs.
All right, what's the score there, Randy Wang? 2-1?
Right now it's Gina Grad 2, Arsenio Hall 1.
All right, here we go. We're at song number 5, everybody. Good luck.
This is tough. Demi Moore before the Preston
plant. I think Arsenio got it.
Yes. Did Arsenio say Arsenio?
No, but it's
Tim, I don't think you ever explained the rules.
No, we did explain the rules, but because Arsenio doesn't play on a weekly basis, the rules have been relaxed.
Oh, okay.
If you're here every week.
I see the cabal against me tonight. The cabal.
Get out of here, Gina. Grad, okay. You're a nut.
I'm supposed to... Tell me what to do, Gina. I'm supposed to say
you
my name?
You gotta shout out your name.
Okay. You know, and
I'll tell you, you know,
we'll
Arsenio
give him that. We'll give him that.
Arsenio's really tired of getting rules from chicks when he comes in here.
Yeah, I'm a listener to the show. I should know that rule.
Right.
I listen to...
Right, we'll give him that one.
I've heard you... And what's... Jerry. I've
Jerry
heard
Wyschowski.
You and Jerry play this game.
Yes.
And I should know that. I'm sorry.
All right, how about this? Whoever knows it first, just shout it
all
out.
Right, all right,
all right. It's a new rule
and
here
if there's
tonight.
A problem, the minority gets to break.
Oh, Jewish. Perfect.
Yeah, she's Jewish.
Oh, I lose again.
Okay. All right, here we go. Song number 6. Song number 6. Here we go.
We can afford to be innocent.
Gina.
There's no way Arsenio's going to get this one.
Gina,
what do you got?
Legend of Billie Jean.
That is correct.
Wow.
Good for you.
You are good.
Fire is fire.
What year was that movie released?
I never even
like
heard
83?
Of that movie.
85.
Yeah, 85.
When were you born?
78.
Oh, okay.
Who's in that movie?
Helen Slater.
Wow.
And the chick who is Lisa Simpson's voice. And that's all I can remember.
What's the movie about?
It's this. The Legend of Billie Jean is like this chick, and she has all these kids. I guess they're like her brothers and sisters, and they get in trouble for like knocking over a convenience store, but they didn't really do it, so they're on the lam. It's horrible.
All right, well, I know why I missed it. Now.
I've never seen that movie. I just
it's
like
amazing.
That song.
We used to love it. When
all
we
right, here we go. Song number 7. Good luck, everybody.
You're good.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going?
Gina, I mean, Back to the Future.
All right.
Oh,
Oh, man. Back to the Future.
And you know what? That's Huey Lewis again, and I think he sued Ray Parker Jr. for that.
Guy's made millions of dollars. You know, he did make an S-load of money off that Ghostbusters. It was in the millions, I think. Nobody's ever discussed what it was, but I think it was 100 or maybe 150% of the royalties.
I know a guy named Ivan Reitman. I think he's the producer you're talking about, actually.
Yeah.
He got stinky rich on it.
Yeah, you know? A lot of people made a lot of money on that. I love that movie. That was like a real great summer movie.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. Would it come out of the summer? I don't know.
All I know is I got the cartoon and was able to stay in my apartment another year.
What year was that?
Well, the cartoon, that was mid 81.
When did you do the Arsenio Hall show?
Oh, God, that was 87.
87 to 92?
94-ish.
94-ish?
Someplace around in there. When was Clinton elected?
92.
Yeah, like 92, 93, 94 maybe. Yeah.
Look at you.
Hey. Look at you.
All right, we go with the song number 8, everybody. Good luck. It's Name That Movie, the theme song.
I'm getting killed.
Oh! 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 I love this song!
Don't you say, Gina. Odds against, against all odds.
No.
No, you can't keep guessing.
Sing your ass off. I love this song. Wait a minute.
Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren.
It's us.
Yes. I wish I could get points for liking a song. Wow.
Nobody?
Gina.
I can't remember what the song is. Oh,
an officer and a gentleman.
Oh, my God. We're both such a-holes,
Yes. I see the man walking through the factory to get his woman at the end and carrying her. And, oh, man.
It's over. We don't deserve to play this game.
Yeah.
All right. Song number 9. Good luck.
Gina. I mean, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
That's very good. You did all the rules
right.
That's
pretty cool.
You know what?
She gets so excited.
I know whose voice this is. That deep voice?
Is that Barry Bonds?
You know, you're right.
Whose voice is that?
That guy is a background singer for Michael Jackson. I got a lot of minutia in my cerebellum. You know, I have all that except what I need during the game.
Right.
Do you know the Jacksons pretty well?
I know Marlon. Yes, I know him.
Are they going back on tour? And
I don't think
so. You talk to him that often?
I talked to Jermaine recently.
Is that right?
Michael's back in the States.
Really?
Yeah, he's back around. Mike is putting his life back together. And you know what? Mike is back into his music. He's in studio and doing stuff, you know?
Maybe you hang with him when he sees you.
No,
he's like,
I don't hang with Mike. I don't hang with Mike. The last time I was invited to Mike's house, it was when they were having people back after the trial.
Ah.
And I felt I was being used maybe a little bit, you know? Let's go to Michael's house and celebrate that he got off on these charges, you know? So
I
didn't go.
Right. Okay,
I didn't go.
Good for you. Probably a good
move. But I hang more with Jermaine.
All right. Jermaine Jackson. He's out in the valley, right? They all live in the valley.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you act like you do in the mall, one day Jermaine Jackson's going to walk up behind you and say, hey.
I ran into him. I always run into him. I'll tell you where I run into him.
Coffee bean.
At the Starbucks or the coffee bean. Usually the Starbucks on Louise and Ventura.
Yep.
That's where I run into that guy.
Yep. Nice guy.
Yeah.
One of the last Jerry Curls.
I noticed that.
Even white people whisper at each other at the Starbucks, honey, what you call the oily hair? One of the last Jerry Curls, baby.
So glow.
Yes.
He's going with it, man, until it comes back in.
Yeah. You know what? And if I had hair,
you go with
him? I would pull out an old copy of Coming to America and go soul glow on their ass in a minute. But I have no hair. You know?
All right, we got to take a break here. We come back. More of Name That Movie with Arsenio Hall sitting in for Brian Whitman, and Gina Grad joins us as well. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Arsenio Hall's here, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Whitman's out. Arsenio Hall joins us. Always nice to see you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
And Gina Grad is with us. And as we're sitting here, watching TV all night, Arsenio, like three times has pointed to the TV.
It was two girls I dated and RuPaul.
Everybody he's ever dated, man, seems to be on TV tonight.
Well,
look at that.
Well, you know, me and O'Reilly had a long
Candy
heated Crowley, affair.
Huh?
Wow.
Look at that.
Tim.
Yes, man.
When you first hit L.A., I mean, did you date a lot of famous women?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still am.
No, I'm saying, you did, Tim, come
no,
on. You dated one woman that we know.
Have
I'm
I dated
sure.
one woman that you know? You know, I don't think I have.
Mary Lou Hanna.
I don't think
or,
I have.
You know, come on.
Isn't that really a shame? I mean, my dad was on the Carol Burnett Show, and I've never dated a famous woman. That is outrageous.
So maybe you don't like
I'm a real underachiever.
do you not like that kind of woman?
No. I just don't really have a tendency to meet like those type of chicks. I mean, look, I'm a mess. You know, I'm at Hollywood Park or at Santa Anita. They don't hang out at Santa Anita.
You actually look nice when you came
Thank
in,
you
but
much.
You start undressing.
Well, it's 100 degrees in here.
You start sweating.
All right, we're playing this game. It's called Name That Movie, and Arsenio Hall is kicking ass, man. Gangbusters in there. What is the score in there, Randy?
Right now, it's Arsenio Hall 2, Gina Grad 5.
Oh, ooh. All right. We got some catch-up.
And the score is not indicative of how bad the game has been. You know, I mean, he's given us more time. We've gone to commercials and come back, and we were still like, St. L., Sesame Street.
Okay, here's my claim to fame. You know the chick that did Where's the Beef?
Oh, yeah, the old lady.
Yeah, I went to dinner once with her daughter. That's true. That's absolutely true.
I don't know which Where's the Beef joke to do first, but now, was she cute? What did she look like?
Yeah, she's older than I was.
Uh-huh.
She's probably
because her mother was 112.
Yeah. So she's probably in her late 30s while I was in my 20s, my like mid-20s.
Yeah. Did you go through a period where you liked older women?
Nah, she was just, we met like at a bar one night or something, and she revealed that she was the Where's the Beef, like daughter or granddaughter or niece or aunt or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. And then we went to dinner and that was it and never saw each other again. So that's my claim to fame. Now let's talk about you.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Since you brought it up.
We're wasting the music loop.
Who's the most famous? I mean,
Wow, most famous?
Can I use this one? Because I know this one is...
Come on, man. We can play the game, Tim.
That's true,
Tim.
Right?
Yeah, but play the game, Tim.
We can say that on the air, right?
Yeah. You're going to get some white woman beat up by her husband tonight. You know? Have her Oscar
taken
back.
Two steps forward, one step back.
Oh, now that one. Oh, wait, I misread that. Wait a minute. Oh, well, yeah. People know that. Everybody
Paul
knows
Abdul,
that.
Paul Abdul, right?
Well, you know what? I almost told on myself.
He was outed something over there.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you think that was?
See, I thought that was a D. I'm sorry. I just saw a D. And all of a sudden, you know, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. All right. You dated her too?
Donna Reed?
Yeah. Wow. Kicking ass over there. How long did you date Paul Abdul?
Oh, gosh. I went to the Coming to America premiere.
You met her there?
One mission. No, she choreographed. The African dance, because, you know, when you need African dance in a movie, you go to Paula Abdul.
Right. Aren't you in this video?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, I am.
Good show.
Yep. That's, And I don't talk much about my relationships. And you and the Wendy's lady has been a secret until tonight.
Yes, it has. is that the most famous chick you've had? She's very famous.
Yes. I dated a Miss Universe, but... If she was in the mall, you wouldn't know her unless she had the sash on.
Right.
You know? And I'm saying...
Did she ever go out with you with the sash?
Once.
Is that right?
Well, we didn't go... We were in my yard. We didn't go out. But we were, you know, hanging out, running around. She had the sash with no clothes on and pumps.
Really?
And we were in the yard.
She was Miss America?
She well...
Miss Universe?
I went out with a Miss Universe, and I went out with a Miss USA.
Really?
But they thought I was Wesley Snipes. Now, there's a twist. You know, they didn't know it was me.
I thought you were Jermaine Jackson. Huh?
Like, it's like, you have a very oily face. I think I know you. You have Nivea on all the time.
That wasn't the point, but I understand what you're saying there.
Jermaine, have you ever heard Chris Rock's bit about how shiny Jermaine Jackson is?
Yeah, what did y'all say? Like,
he says, Jermaine Jackson is the greasiest. I can't say the rest of it.
And you know what? I love Jermaine, but even Jermaine probably has to go to Chris and say, that was funny. I'm sorry.
That's right.
And not even I can use the N-word. What am I thinking?
I guess nobody can anymore.
Oh, man.
But that was a good run. I wish that people could actually hear that. Because Well, I guess if you get Chris Rock's CD, you can hear it.
But. Get the Chris Rock CD. He uses the N-word a lot about Jermaine Jackson and elements of his shiny Armorald face.
Yeah, he had a great line. He said to David Letterman, he says, how's your kid? And David said, you know, my son's fine. And Chris says, have you hit him yet? And she said, and David said, no, I've not hit my son yet. And Chris said, well, they ain't yours until you hit him.
That's a great line.
That's true.
That's a great line. And I love his whole run about keeping your daughter off the pole.
Yes.
Keep your son off the pipe and your daughter off the pole.
There it is. That's your goal.
Yep, that's
it. Pipe and the pole.
All right, here we go. Song number 10. Good luck, everybody. Here we go. These are popular movies from the 80s.
Oh, man.
Next song.
Mad Max.
Yes, Mad Max.
See, I said Mel Gibson. Okay, here's the problem.
I was going to go there. I promise
Mel
you.
Mel Gibson, I thought was my name for a moment. You know?
Yeah, Mel Gibson was it.
I can't say that. I can't say that. Nah. What's wrong with
you? You can
me?
Say sexy boobs.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Two men enter, one
boobs.
Man leave.
He said sugar boobs, right?
Sugar teas, I believe. Yeah, right. He called the sheriff sugar teas.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got to say Arsenio and then answer it.
Here we go.
Yeah,
song
yeah.
number
okay,
11.
Okay.
Good luck, everybody. Okay. Here we go.
Dancing. Crazy dance. He's dancing. Dancing with Kevin Bacon.
I'll give you a hint.
That's not it.
Golf.
Caddyshack?
Yeah, it's Caddyshack, everybody.
He's just walking us through.
All right, this one, you've got it. Both of you are going to know it. Let's see who gets it first.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. Song number 12.
Gina, Rocky.
Gina.
Give it to him. You know what? Give it to him.
All right.
Rocky Arsenio.
You don't have to say your name anymore, okay. Gina. Just belt out the movie. All right. Arsenio gets that one.
Okay. Who sang that song?
Who did sing that
Survivor.
Song?
Survivor.
Yeah.
Survivor?
You scare me. You know so much about stuff like that. You scare me.
I got a cheat seat in front of me.
Yeah. All right.
Got a cheat seat under you, too.
It's got song number 13. Here we go.
Pretty in Pink.
That is correct.
Ooh.
You may have never seen that movie.
Movies.
No. That's a homosexual theme?
I'm sorry. I've not seen that movie.
Molly Ringwald, Andrew McCarthy, John Cryer, my favorite.
Judd Nelson?
No.
Oh.
Oh, God. I was so in love with him. Oh, he's a bad guy. Randy, help me. Oh, my God. James
Edward
Spader.
James Spader.
Spader. Love him.
He's wonderful on TV these days.
Oh. All right. Song number 14. Good luck, everybody.
Like,
I've never seen any of these movies. I'm going to become like Sammy in here. Here we go.
Never Ending Story.
That's right. The Never Ending Story.
Oh, man.
All right.
I knew that. I just forgot my name again. I forgot my name, but I knew that.
Song 15.
Goonies.
That's right, the Goonies.
Damn. See, I would be ashamed if I got that one.
Dude, I wouldn't have gotten any of these. I barely would have gotten Rocky.
Steve Grad was on the road a lot in the 80s.
You're dead.
Yeah, so right. There was a lot of TV watching.
Tim, I've seen Goonies with my 8-year-old, and I did not guess that.
Oh.
Wait a minute, the Goonies? Wait, what number was that, 14?
No. Next one.
Here we go. Here's Goonies. I've not seen the Goonies.
Now, it's the little things.
No, those are Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins.
That's a great theme song, too, though.
I've seen Gremlins and Goonies.
All right, here we go. Song 16. Good luck, everybody.
Risky Business.
Oh, that's right.
Man, that's wrong. I was about to say Tom Cruise. And
all right.
That don't win me nothing.
Song 17. I bet you'll get this one.
It's not my name.
All right, that's right.
Meshack Taylor. Was it Meshack Taylor?
All right, this one you're both going to get, so just belt out the name of the movie. All right? Song number 18.
Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, Gina. Arsenio. Arsenio Batman.
That is Batman.
Yes, that was Prince, by the way. Prince did the soundtrack for Batman at that time. That was him. And guess who he was dating, and she is on the track.
Paul Abdul.
You're good, man. Mm-hmm. You're good. She wasn't crazy then. No, he was dating Alec Baldwin's wife. The one that likes to release
Kim
voice messages. Yes, yes, the one that
really.
Yeah, Prince actually sampled her voice on that album.
And this song?
Not that song, oh, but another Batman song on that album.
No, it's on this song, but later.
Oh, really? Okay. Ooh. Whenever you hear a woman whispering or talking, that's a Prince rapper, it's Kim. He was dating Kim back then.
Was he known as Prince then, or?
No. He was Alec.
Formally?
He was. He had Alec written on the side of his face back then. No,
See, why haven't you done that? Gone to formerly Arsenio Hall
and changed my name to like a symbol.
Run AH.
Oh,
you know, A Dog. I mean,
you know, I think when you're
not updated.
When you're tagged. Well,
what is it?
There was a character I used to a fat rapper named Chunky A.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But I think when you're born with a name, see, if I was born Tim, I'd look for something. I'd be like, I want to be Tim MC.
Right.
You know, run Tim. No.
Rapper AH.
Yeah, but when you're Arsenio, you got enough burden, man. All the brothers are having a hard time with it anyway. You know, imagine being in Cleveland.
Yeah, but you need like a bad name. I mean, you know, Arsenio Hall is too clean.
Really?
You know, like A-H-O.
Well, I think my mom would love that, you know. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the self-esteem would last through a couple call-ins.
All right, song number 20. Good luck, everybody.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Weird Science.
Yes.
Wow, you watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, you skipped one.
I know. All right, we're moving around here.
Don't skip any, because I might not win if you skip one.
Randy comes in with the rules. We've had a rule breakage here. We've broken the rules. We've never done that before. I'd like to see both of you after the program.
Oh, God.
All right, song 23.
It sounded like something from Flashdance.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
But it sounded like a maniac.
Wait, what did you think
floor.
It was?
I thought Flashdance.
Yes!
But I didn't say Gina first.
No, it's okay.
No, that other one was Scarface. All right. Here's one you'll definitely nail. Here we go.
Top Gun.
Yes, Top Gun. All right, now Arsenio, if you don't get this next one,
okay.
Eddie Murphy's going to kill you.
Oh, wow. That's a good hint.
Yes.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, man. Hey, let me tell you something. You didn't say Gina.
Yeah, that's right. You're
I thought we abandoned that rule long ago.
All right. This is the Conway and Whitman Show. In for Women is Arsenio Hall. And we are live at 97.1 Free FM.
Oh my.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm going to put you to bed. Bed.
Yeah, you guys see some of these. I just saw my daughter loves YouTube. I play all kinds of stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across, you know, I always look up stuff like, you know, the Candy Man. She likes that. So I put in the Candy Man, you know, the Candy Man.
Ooh,
can.
Yeah.
And Candy Shop comes up, right? So I click on that. And that's a rap song.
Oh, 50 Cent's Candy
yeah,
Shop?
Yeah, 50 Ooh. Cent, right? And I click on it because she likes to see, like you know, girls sing her, you know, those songs, right? Mm-hmm.
Cheetah Girls, like that kind of girls.
Like girls doing their home videos, right?
Yeah, oh, okay.
She watches one that is Gwen Stefani. And there's, mm-hmm. like 9-year-old girls singing it, and she, like, you know, enjoys that.
Yeah.
So she's watching it, and I click on Candy Shop, and there's, like, these, you know, 13-year-old girls or whatever, you know, dancing
to Candy
Shop.
The Candy Shop.
Yeah.
And then the lollipop.
Yeah, then the lollipop, and they think it's, you know, the lollipop because they're kids. They don't know.
Oh.
They don't understand that it's, you know, that it's a euphemism for something.
For screaming on the mic.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. All right, gang. We are in the middle of a very heated battle here. The score is tied up. Arsenio Hall and Gina Grad here.
I will not be defeated by a woman. I know that.
Okay.
I know that.
All right. It's Name That Movie, everybody. All right. Here's song number 20.
I will not be intellectually inferior. Oh, I'm sorry.
Song 27. All right, good luck. Here we go again.
Uh, Gina Short Circuit.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, man, she even said her name.
Who
I can't
is
even.
Oh. Johnny.
All right.
I can't even play this under protest now.
Song number 28. Good luck, everybody.
Gina, Footloose.
Oh, Gina.
Give it to him.
Yes.
Take the man. Give it to him.
Song 29, everybody.
Purple Rain.
Yeah.
This is one of the great movies of all time.
Oh, isn't it?
Avalonia.
Wow. I think it was the summer of 84.
Yeah,
84.
84? Yeah.
Wow, Purple Rain. You even like this.
I even liked it. I was a big Prince fan.
Really?
Yeah, I still sort of am. But I remember seeing him the first time at a Rolling Stones concert when he got thrown off the stage.
Off, yeah.
They were throwing crap at him and, you know, told him to get the hell off the stage. Yeah, that was back in the early 80s, late 70s.
They didn't get it then. And at that point, if you were a Rolling Stone fan, the guy with the little purple guitar was not your favorite.
Right. That's absolutely right. Yeah, that was at the Coliseum. I like that Purple Rain.
Okay, here's a trivia question. What's his real name?
Who, Prince's real name?
Yeah, yeah. Before, even before Prince, before the artist formerly known, what was his name? What would his mama name him? Mama named you Clay. I'm going to call you Clay.
I don't know.
I think his name
Martin
is
Lawrence.
Roger. I remember seeing Roger on a contract when he was a guest. I think it's Roger Nelson or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah,
Roger Nelson?
Something like that.
Why didn't you go with that? That's pretty cool.
You know, I think it's like you told me earlier. You need some edge. You need
Prince,
Roger Nelson, Arsenio. I should be Pauper. You know, Pauper would be good.
All right, here we go. Song number 30. Good luck, everybody.
Superfly.
Close.
I gotta say my name first.
John Cafferty, Hearts on Fire. What's the name of the movie?
Wait. Arsenio, Uptown in Harlem. Saturday Night Live.
I'll give you an idea.
Okay.
Rocky.
Three?
No.
Two?
Wow. No.
Four? Wow.
Four. Yes, congratulations. Three, two,
this is a very
four.
Special episode of Name That Tune.
We are on the yellow bus playing this game, aren't we?
All right, song 31. Good luck.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
That's not fair.
The time of my life, but I never felt this way before.
Wow, she's singing to you,
yes,
too.
Yes, I swear, it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
All right, last
bit,
song
man.
For all the marbles.
All right,
good luck,
all
everybody.
The marbles.
Wow.
Gina should get this before I even hit play.
Okay.
Breakfast Club.
Yes. Congratulations. Wow. Gina Grad, everybody.
I needed this win.
I even saw that movie. Molly Ringwald was my neighbor, so I had to see it.
I've seen that movie a couple of times. My wife knows every word of that movie, every single word.
What's the last music CD you purchased?
Music CD?
Yeah, or last time you went on iMusics and bought a track.
iTunes, wow. It's been a long... I'm not a big music guy.
Because you have an appreciation for it. You get it. I mean, you hear Prince and you get it.
Yeah.
But you just don't have the time? What's up?
I think the last song I downloaded was Billy Joel's new song, Christmas in Fallujah. I like anti-war music around the holidays. All right, Arsenio Hall is in for Brian Whitman. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.